And here is the Writer's Almanac for Monday. It's the 27th of July, 2009. Bugs Bunny made his debut on this day, 1940. It was a cartoon called A Wild Hare. First official Bugs Bunny film used his familiar voice, and it was the first time he asked Elmer Fudd, "What's up, Doc?" Bugs Bunny, who was modeled on Groucho Marx. It's the birthday of Bharati Mukherjee, born in Calcutta, 1940. She went to a Protestant school, started writing from an early age, moved to London, then back to Calcutta, studied English literature, got a master's degree. Her father agreed to let her go to school in America for a couple of years while he looked for a suitable Bengali husband. Somebody from America, an academic, was visiting the Mukherjee family and recommended the Iowa Writers' Workshop. So he sent his daughter off to Iowa, where she met a writer named Clark Blaze. They dated for 2 weeks and got married during a lunch break in a lawyer's office over a coffee shop. Her parents were not that happy about it. But within the year, the couple had a son, and as she said, that made up for everything. Bharati Mukherjee, who's written many books, including The Middleman and other stories, Jasmine, and most recently the novels Desirable Daughters and its sequel, The Tree Bride. It's the birthday of Elizabeth Hardwick, born in Lexington, Kentucky, 1916. Grew up in a large family. She was a Southern belle, but didn't want to stay that way. She said, "Even when I was in college down home, I'm afraid my aim was to be a New York Jewish intellectual." She left for New York in 1939, hung out at jazz clubs, went to bohemian parties, wrote a novel, Ghostly Lover, and along with her then-husband, the poet Robert Lowell, and some of their friends, they founded the New York Review of Books. And it's the birthday of Joseph Mitchell, born Fairmont, North Carolina, 1908, joined the staff of the New Yorker magazine when he was just 30, and worked there until he died in 1996. Wrote about people on the margins in New York, criminals and con artists, and the fishmongers at the Fulton Fish Market, a flea circus operator. Famous for writing about people without passing judgment on them. In 1965, Joseph Mitchell published his book Joe Gould's Secret, about a New York eccentric who claimed to be writing an oral history of the world. But Mitchell discovered that, in fact, Joe Gould suffered from writer's block, and his oral history was all in his head. After Joseph Mitchell published that book, he himself never published another word, even though he continued to go to his office at the New Yorker every day. Here's a poem for today by Martha Collins, Lines. Draw a line, write a line, there. Stay in line, hold the line. A glance between the lines is fine, but don't turn corners, cross, cut in, go over or out. Between 2 points of no returns, a line of flight, between 2 points of views, a line of vision. But a line of thought is rarely straight, and open lines, no party line. However fine your point, a line of fire communicates, but drop your weapons and drop your line. Consider the shortest distance from X to Y. Let X be me, let Y be you. Lines by Martha Collins from Some Things Words Can Do, published by the Sheep Meadows Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine. Student and gift subscriptions are available at poetryfoundation.org and by gather.com, where friends keep up with the people, conversations, and moments that matter most. People are talking about poetry, books, and writing at gather.com. Produced by Kathy Roach and Ella Shovanek. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.